M30. Number 3A.
This morning I have been going quickly through those four levels of science in regard to the synonymous terms for God and to show you how those synonymous terms find a specific value, a specific office, according to where they appear within the whole chart. And in this way, we begin to get a structured sense of the synonymous terms. I want now to go to the next point, 3D, where we consider the question that though we speak about four levels of spiritual consciousness, that they still constitute an indivisible whole. In other words, those four levels never appear separately as separate from each other, and so we have to think about it a little bit and see what that means. So a level can never be taken separately, or else if we take a level separately, then it's no more really a level of the science of being. If we cut it out of the whole, then we really destroy the whole. We have to see that it is just an aspect of the whole, and therefore must also see that all the levels are always needed in order that our consciousness is really at the point of science itself. This means that we should not prefer one of the levels more than the other ones. And I say this because the human mind is built that way. Either it would prefer just the level of Christian science because it's practical, others would love to prefer just the level of science itself because it is so high that it doesn't touch the human, and so one feels one doesn't have to deal with the human. So every time we cut out one level out of the whole of being, that level loses really its office of being a level of consciousness. Think of how Mrs. Eddy deals with Jesus when we see what she writes in the various writings about Jesus and science, then we are seeing that she uses the level of science when she says about Jesus that he was the most scientific man. Just that, you get the sense that Jesus was a scientist, and that's that. Or she would call him, he was a natural divine scientist, and you can see that she would consider him also from the level of divine science, especially when he healed instantaneously or when he healed the multitude, because a healing of the multitude is only possible on the level of divine science and science itself. The healing of the multitude is not possible on the level of Christian science alone or on the level of absolute Christian science, because only on the level of divine science we have a sense of oneness and universality, where therefore we are not taking into consideration the individual case or the individual truth, but the one truth. And therefore, only from that level Jesus could heal the multitude. Or Mrs. Eddy would say that he demonstrated Christian science absolutely, namely that he worked out the positive problems of life, not only the negative problems of life. You know what I mean with a positive problem, a negative problem? Positive problem, if a problem is stated and asked and say, now what is the solution, the right solution to this question? That's a positive problem. A negative problem is when we have an erroneous situation and ask, what is the right solution about this erroneous situation? So positive problems are the problems of a science, of theoretical science, of pure science. Then, on the other hand, Mrs. Eddy would depict Jesus on the level of Christian science and says he was the first Christian scientist, meaning really that he was able to heal specific problems, either of sickness or of sin or of lack or things like that. So we can't say that because Jesus exemplified the signs of being in the highest degree possible, that he was only working on the level of science itself, because that is just not possible, because every level must include all the other levels in order to be really scientific. Therefore, we can see that on every level we have healing, but naturally different methods are employed on every level, just as I have indicated. And consequently, we must see that though we say, for instance, that healing the sick is an office of the level of Christian Science because it is a relationship between truth and error, you must not be surprised to read in the textbook that she speaks about divine science, that divine science heals. But it is as well as what we have been seeing with the synonymous terms. We have seen there that there are always combinations possible. Just what did we take? I think power, the power of mind, and could see that it is also possible to speak about the power of spirit and the power of soul and the power of principle and life, truth, and love. In other words, that there are blendings, combinations, computations of various an idea with various synonymous terms. And in the same way, we must see that when Mrs. Eddy speaks about divine science, that she can easily combine it with the office of Christian Science, namely of healing, though mostly she will combine it in such a way that divine science is brought out, like instantaneous healing, like collective healing, like healing of the multitude. So, and this is because divine science includes Christian Science, and not excludes Christian Science. Therefore, divine science too includes the healing office of Christian Science, and it includes naturally also the absolute demonstration of absolute Christian Science. So, just going through the textbook and reading all the references on divine science is not really giving us the pure sense of divine science, but very often the combined sense of, say, divine science with other sciences. The same is true with absolute Christian science. In the textbook, Mrs. Eddy only speaks about 5 times, I think, about absolute Christian science, textually. But many of her statements which she makes on Christian science are stated absolutely, in an absolute tone, and therefore indicate the level of absolute Christian science. So again, you can see one has to use a lot of spiritual and scientific sense to see that one is not sidetracked by the literal explanation or literal presentation of the term science. When we consider those 4 levels, vertically running down from the highest to the lowest, though actually one shouldn't say highest and lowest, but we have to use some kind of language, from the level of science itself down to the level of Christian science. Naturally, we see that when consciousness takes all those 4 levels in, that we see there a presentation of something big, namely how the infinite one principle is translating itself right down to the false concept and correcting the false concept. Why? Because just follow with me vertically through the chart. There you see, for instance, that in science itself we have the infinite principle stated in its infinitude. Principle being its own infinite principle. But the moment we see that and see, yes, principle is its own infinite principle, we at once say, yes, but that principle is never without its idea. So we come to divine science and see that infinite principle includes forever its own nature, namely the nature, the idea of that principle as life, truth, and love. And so we begin to see the whole universe of the ideas of life, truth, and love as being the expression of that divine principle. And you just can feel how thought expands and sees that when we look out from the divine principle, that we now in divine science begin to see the universe of idea as one universe, really shown as the one universe of life, truth and love. But when we look at the oneness of that universe, somehow in thought something comes up and says, but let's focus on some specific part of that universe of ideas. Just don't have a universal sense of that universe of idea. Let's, so to say, throw the searchlight on a specific idea within that universe and see what that idea is. And at that very moment, naturally, my consciousness goes to the level of absolute Christian science, where it shows that all the ideas, the specific ideas, are a reflection of that infinite principle, that that infinite principle brings forth these specific ideas. And when we see that and say, well, that's wonderful, that absolute realm of ideas, something within us may come up and says, and what do these ideas do to a false concept of my universe? And so Christian science level comes in and says, well, these ideas, each one of them, is actually impelling the analysis of error, the uncovering of error, the annihilation of error, so that the false belief is being annihilated, and so the true concept of the wrong sense is being brought out. So can you see in one uninterrupted line of thinking and logic, divine logic, we start out from the infinite one, then we see the realm of that infinite one as infinite ideas in divine science, then we can concentrate our thought on some specific ideas or one specific idea within that realm of idea, and then we can ask, what does that idea do to its counterfeit belief? And so you have all four levels in one view. And as you contemplate that, you cannot help but feeling a terrific sense of power, of that power of translation, which shows that there is not just one infinite, but that one infinite takes care of every wrong problem, negative problem. And if we look at it this way, we really can see that what Mrs. Eddy discovered and how she described it is really practical, operative Christian science. It's therefore not something abstract. Even if we consider the highest level of science, it's not abstract, because we know that it includes, no matter if I spell it out, but it includes imminently all the other levels. Therefore, if I have a cultured sense of the level of science itself and contemplate those great, beautiful laws of science itself, where principle says, I am my own infinite principle, and I contemplate that, I cannot help but seeing how this law translates itself right down to the concept, to the belief in a material law, in a human law, in a false law, and taking care of that. But this is something I have explained last year at the seminar over some 40 hours, and it's not possible just to do that here all over again, but I just want to mention that so that one is aware of the magnitude of the whole problem, and just to see that actually it's practical, operative Christian science, which we find when we systematize our understanding of the one being. I take up another question that arises in regard to these levels, namely, very often somebody says, well, I first want to work out the level of Christian science properly before I can go higher and before I want to go higher. It is therefore that practical question, shall we first start with Christian science and get a very and complete working knowledge of those four orders before I am thinking of lifting up my consciousness to absolute Christian science, divine science, science itself? Now, this is not possible, even if you would like to do it. We cannot say, all right, I first work out the level of Christian Science, because the power of demonstration, it comes from the level of science. We can only study and try to understand to a certain degree the level of Christian Science, but the power of demonstration comes from the level of science itself. It's a descending way, the power of demonstration. And therefore, we will never be able first to work out the level of Christian Science, namely the power of truth over error, completely before we do not go higher. If we could work out the level of Christian Science first completely, it would mean that it is an absolute separate level, separate from the whole, and that is not the case. It just doesn't work that way. It's always only an aspect, and therefore we can only go as far as we can, and then comes a moment where something within us becomes dissatisfied in studying the level of Christian Science. Something within us becomes dissatisfied. Why? Because something in us says, my word, what I'm studying here is constantly how truth takes care of error. Is then that the whole of being? Is then that the pith of Christian Science, that truth takes care of error? If that would be the pith of Christian Science, it would be animal magnetism. Because it would say that level has only a value if you are sick. It's raison d'être. Huh? You call it also raison d'être. It's reason to be. Huh? Would only be then when you expect that people are sick and that we are sick, or Christian Science level would be of no avail. So we have to be careful about that. And quite naturally, something within us says at once, says, oh, there is much more about Christian Science than the healing of error. There is more about it, namely the calculation of ideas, the computation of absolute facts, which is absolute Christian Science. Something within us longs for those positive calculations. And as we begin to compute them in absolute Christian Science and do that and have a very good time with it and a very happy time with it and a satisfactory time with it, after a certain time it gets unsatisfactory because it gets laborsome. Always to compute and compute and compute new ideas, taking every situation that comes along, to take in every problem that comes along, positive problem I mean, and to think about it positively, when within us is something dormant that wakes up, that arouses within us and says, but after all, we don't have to make all these calculations always new and new, because there is just one being within which everything is fulfilled, and you touch divine science. Something within ourselves drives us further to touch divine science and longs, so to say, to that level where we just see that every idea is integrated into the oneness of being. And even then, we could see, like Chandoli experienced it right at the end of his life, that even then something was not satisfied in him. That he said, why have a universe of oneness? Why not just the infinite one? And you can see that thought always rises higher and higher, becomes simpler and simpler in its statement. But it must have that good foundation at the basis, or else things are up in the air, in cloud nine, up on cloud nine. So can you see that it is not possible to work out just one level completely without touching the others? It is as if each level had in itself the impelling power to push us up the ladder. Because fundamentally, man that goes up to heaven can only go up to heaven because he has first come down from heaven. Because the descending power is the stronger one, it's the power of demonstration. And so the descending way is constantly pushing us to go up the ascending way. It is not that we make up our minds to take the ascending way from Christian Science to absolute, to divine science, to science itself. It's actually, again, the infinite idea From the infinite one in Christian Science comes that one principle, and it's infinite idea. And it's that idea that makes us, even on the human plane, reach out always higher and higher and higher. It is that idea that makes us dissatisfied with our findings as long as they have not reached its climax. And that's the purpose of the saving idea. So if we make out of this law a rule, it will be that we are seeing that we don't stay too long on one level always, that we can give a certain time or to investigate the four orders, but in between always see they are that's only one aspect of the whole, and that in between we arise in consciousness and try, even if it's yet indefinite, not quite spiritually, concretely tangible, to see what is the impact of absolute Christian Science, and it's so terrific, and try to see somehow to touch a bit more the level of divine science and science itself, because all that helps to see the level of Christian Science better. So never stay too long just on one. Always try to flow up and down those levels. Because fundamentally, man is a comprehensivist. He's not really fundamentally an atomistic thinker. He's a whole being, and therefore his comprehensive sense will never be satisfied with just one aspect of the four, or two or three aspects of the four. He reaches out inwardly for the whole of it. So we can see, as it happened historically in the life of the discovering of Mr. Dawley, that each level has within itself, so to say, the pushing power to push us up the ladder. And so we should give in to that and just should flow with it, take it easy, and not to get rigid about those classifications. Yeah.